Born in Philadelphia in 1915, Billie Holiday didn't stay long. She spent much of her early childhood in Baltimore, then moved to Harlem and dropped out of school at age 11. The talented vocalist catapulted to stardom in the 1930s on hits such as Summertime, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, and Miss Brown to You. Considered one of the best jazz singers of all time, Holiday's life and career were cut short by struggles with drugs and alcohol. She died at just 44 years old. Philadelphia music icon Kenny Gamble came of age in a later musical era and says he never got the chance to meet Holiday.
But I enjoyed her, her artistry, you know, and I think it's just great. You know, you got Billie Holiday. It just shows how deep the talent in Philadelphia is.
Another band being honored has been on the cusp of mainstream stardom for decades, but it's only in the past few years that they've truly gotten their due.
To the left is the most talented band in all the land, trying to lend a hand. The Roots from Philadelphia, ladies and gentlemen.
It was considered a risky move when the hip-hop group from Philadelphia with a mighty underground following took a nightly gig as Jimmy Fallon's house band on Late Night. They've moved with him over to The Tonight Show, and now everyone knows their name.
17 years and counting, I'm trying to climb up the rough side of the mountain. Friends warn me, I'ma have to do it without them. No problem.
Other inductees include Ray Benson, the 6'7" frontman for the country band Asleep at the Wheel, Andrea McCardle, Broadway's original Annie, the Tramps, who earned a Grammy for their biggest hit, Disco Inferno, and 80s hair band Cinderella. WOGL's longtime midday DJ Harvey Holiday will also be inducted. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, WHYY News.